Don't try to run, don't try to hide. You steal your car without thinking twice. Stop the party, hide your shit. Fendi, Fendi, the head tonight. Whoa! Fendi, Fendi, go!
What's up, fool? What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, yo. Fool? What up, fool? Man? We got Outlaw Mariachi right here, people. What up?
Put
we
your
got
Ripley
yeah. and Cyclops.
What's up, baby?
What's your name, big dog?
What's up, guys? Hey, everybody. I'm Abero Duran. I play the pito in the band.
Ooh.
El pitudo.
I seen him play the pito, man. He holds it like no other.
They call him practice, they call him the low horn, fool.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Bueno, bueno.
Si, bueno.
You can put lift it up.
Yeah, man.
Get it closer to you.
Adjust it.
Don't be afraid of it.
El pitudo.
We got a bunch
of Rizzo
over there,
feet,
people.
What's up, guys? What's up, Riz?
What's up, everybody? We just got back from Pleasanton, California. We're at Tommy T's with Gail T and Johnny T and the whole Tommy T staff.
And Tommy T, right?
And Tommy. Oh, shit. Tommy
came
T showed up. I forgot Tommy T showed up with a... Like a divorcee.
He came in like Tommy Bahama, huh?
Bro, the owner of Tommy T, if you guys don't know him, he lost a lot of weight.
I remember.
And he went from looking like Tommy Boy to Tommy Lasorda.
We're going to beat the mighty Mets.
He looks like Tommy Lasorda in 1981.
Damn.
Is that better?
Is that good or not? He won the World Series.
I don't know, man. Some people are built differently, man.
When he was with the Dodgers, he was fat, fool.
Some people are built differently, man. Tommy T, he loses 70 pounds, has a heart attack, looks like he fell off a roof.
But
Paul,
isn't that always
Paul Rodriguez, quadruple bypass, he looks like he could do 10 push-ups if he wanted to.
It's a new me.
Yeah, Apostle looks good, man.
It is some fools just get their ass beat by life, though, dog.
Yeah.
I don't, I see, like, I used to have a joke. I said, man, you ever seen people from high school? Like at Walgreens, or you see them at the airport, and you look at them, man, and they look like life beat the fuck out of them, bro.
Yeah.
And then when they came out of the hospital, they waited for him, and they beat his ass again.
Got hit by a bus.
You ask him, what happened to you, bro?
What are you talking about like that, you know?
What happened to you? Yeah. Why you still look like that?
They look bad, man. Like, so what happened to you, bro? Too much, play too much pito.
That's what happens when you have the pito too close to your face for that
long. El pitudo.
My pito's black, so it's heavy.
Damn, bro. Like that?
Damn, grandote.
You're the mamba, fool.
It's heavy, people. What are the little patty sticks?
Those will fuck you up, though, huh? Small but dangerous.
What are those things called?
We looked them up one day. I'd slip in my mind. In the patty, the cops used to have a lad or something, or what?
It's a hook.
Patty.
It's like a kind of made out of leather, right?
A strap on.
It's a billy club, bro. It's a
is it like
club.
A baton or something?
It's a billy club. The little tiny one is like I'm just hold just
the one that like
no. It's like a little. It's an old school one, like the one the cops used to have before they give them guns. It's like a little leather thing, like a little chanclita, a blackjack. Okay. It's like a little chanclita made of leather, but the inside is made out of full metal jacket.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, they go, bro.
Yeah, it's, a motherfucker be cool stick.
It's funny you say that because along the way, that little thing had different minorities. When it was made a billy club, it was made to beat up Irish people.
Really? That's a history?
Yeah. Billy, bro. The Irish name or a black name?
Billy Murphy.
It's not called a Tyrone beater.
Yeah.
It's called a billy club and the paddy wagon.
Different region.
The paddy wagon was named after Irish people because they used to get so fucked up, and so many of them they had to build a van for them, bro. The paddy wagon.
Fuck. Damn, dude.
American history 101, people.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, I skipped that class. Well, I don't remember that. But
you remember that the Pancho Punisher?
The Pancho Punisher, dude.
That was scary, man. It was the shape of a chancla too.
It was, bro. It was called a. It was called a Gatling gun, and Theodore Roosevelt introduced that gun. And the first time they used it was to slaughter a bunch of Mexicans at the border of Juarez.
Fuck. Damn.
Every weapon ever made has been used on minorities first, like the battle ram. They didn't go to no white person's house and got them for tax evasion. No, man, they went to South Central and used that whole battle ram to just decimate the neighborhoods.
They heard somebody was stealing cable. That's what it was.
They're like, come on, neighbor.
Thank you for your service.
Actually, I'm stealing cable. It's more serious than selling crack because you're fucking busting a federal crime. And
damn, man.
Really? They really get these motherfuckers.
Hell yeah, fool.
Are people still stealing cable? Or not anymore?
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, as far as like the difference between selling crack and stealing cable, dog, the government hand out pipes.
Homie right here steals cable and internet, bro.
I remember in
3G, bro.
I remember in 2006, my cousin paid this one guy on a crackhead, like, $40. He put on a fucking construction jacket, went up on a pole, did something, and then we had cable all of a sudden.
Do you guys? He had cable from Europe or something, right? Like super cable.
Super cable.
Fiber optics.
How many channels do you want? 60 or 6,000?
Special porn and shit. And
I wonder what's his rating on Nextdoor app.
Bro, that dude.
Oh, 100, a 10.
It's funny because he was brushing his teeth at the restroom inside the park, like at the park. I was like, $40 bucks, and he went up there, dude.
Wow.
Insane.
Yeah, man.
What a bargain.
Hola, mariachi.
That's right.
They look like they could walk into Tijuana, bro.
Fight vampires.
And when they go inside the bar, the donkey runs.
And the donkey's like, hey, they're back.
This is fuck that fool. The donkey's ready for us right there. He's like, all right, ya vienen estos cabrones.
No, hey, the donkey still has a limp from the last time, dude.
Damn.
When they walk in,
he knows us already.
When they walk in there, Ricky walks up to the donkey in Tijuana and whispers to him. Then the donkey takes off crying, and the bartender asks him, what did you whisper to him? I told him I have a bigger dick. And he goes, why did he run? I showed it to him.
No, real, I asked him, give me your choncho, pinche burro.
I thought he was asking for your Netflix password, man.
It's funny, man. When the pandemic first started, and some people were testing for like the virus for the fucking
corona.
Like myself.
Like Kulona.
Everybody that had a family member that was testing did not test. They didn't take the test because their family member already took the test. Because I remember when I was working and I was telling you guys, hey, man, I tested negative. Fuck yeah. Because that means you were negative.
Yeah, it's true. That's
negative, and that means you were negative.
And that
supposedly.
And that goes with STDs too, you know? It's like the girl you hooked up with, and then, you know, like, oh, wait, you know? I mean, and then the homie.
You call her up. It's just a fever blister.
Does ivermectin work for herpes?
Have you gotten it already or no?
What?
The Rona?
Hell yeah, bro. I think I got some of it right now.
I think we
I got every strain. Right, fool.
Y'all got it right now.
Every weekend we went now.
I think we got it
every weekend, dude. It's
really hot.
See, I think the coronavirus is like movie The Walking Dead. Like, they're all infected.
Yeah, I think we get it every fucking week we go out, man, to go do shows.
I think there's already been mass.
It's hot. You can turn the AC on.
No, we're good. Okay. I just want to show my head. Fool. Okay. We need some light in here. Fool.
I was like, damn,
he's
man.
Like, man, I think he's got a fever. Watch out.
To Ola Armenia.
Hello, my friend. I was going to say, you guys look like the house band in Dust Till Dawn, dude.
That's what we were going for.
Hey, I know, because, dude, if I dress like this, I think that Selma Hayek is going to come dance for me.
That's why he dresses.
That's why.
Invite me next time, dog.
And we do play that song. Actually.
I don't know, bro, about Summer Hype, but maybe a couple of girls who look like Selena's killer.
Yeah, dude. It'd be better if you guys were the house band in Hong Kong. Hey. Take me with you, dog.
Hey, what's Hong
Kong?
Make a movie bro. Hey. City of the house bands in that movie with Denzel Washington Legend, bro. they were performing for water and two books.
Damn. If you go to Hong Kong, man, you got to bring the penicillin. That's Bible right there, man. Watch out.
Well,
with tequila kill.
Penicillin is for putos.
Penicillin is for pussies.
I walk henada, bro. You fucking put that.
If it doesn't bubble, you're
alcohol,
cool.
Yeah,
if it doesn't
right?
bubble, there's no infection.
Man, I knew a guy, bro.
This was enough already.
I knew a guy that him and his wife, they broke up. And
She worked at Hong Kong after?
No, bro. This fool went on a killing spree, bro.
Like killing chicks? Like
killing pussy?
Yeah, killing just chicks.
Oh, no.
Like slaying them.
Yeah, and he came back all sucio, bro.
Oh, no, you mean fucking, not killing. Yeah. Oh, having sex.
He came
sex.
Back all dirty, and he was afraid, and he got something. Uh-huh. And he was afraid, bro, that he was going to give it to his lady. So he started putting penicillin in the food.
Well, I heard about that shit, dude. Or like he started putting like in her food, so she it will clear up, you know.
And that's only for shit like in the 70s, like the clap.
But I was thinking to myself, what if I do that, and she's allergic to penicillin?
Yeah,
I went from cheating to murder, bro. Hey,
but I mean, you didn't. That was in your tent. Fuck more chicks, bro.
Que se muera la cabrona.
Because penicillin, you need to get a.
That's an antibiotic, right?
But you need to get like a prescription here, right?
Well, we need a.
In the U.S.?
Mexico, bro.
Rizzo carries penicillin because he's a Pete Davidson of our crew.
In his backpack. I'm allergic to penicillin.
Really?
Yeah, man. And sulfa.
Hey, that'd be a fucked up fucking present for Valentine's Day. Hear me, huh?
Te traje penicillin, acá. Penicillin.
Penis. Oh,
too, eh?
Penicillin.
Oh, Pito Bismol.
Is penicillin only for STDs or for other stuff too?
No, other stuff. Like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, antibiotics save your life, bro.
Doesn't even work anymore, man.
I think on like people that like never in the Amazon, fool. That like
in the Amazon, that never
no city slickers,
no contact with a human.
Totally, like you know, new people.
Dude, because I think penicillin was good like in the 70s and 80s, man. Now it's just like water, dude. I got some of that for the chlamydia, fool.
You're still getting that shit?
No, not really. Not anymore. When I was in junior high, fool, I was fucking just, you know, random little girls and shit. And
junior high? What the
heck? Yeah, yeah, at the Hollenbeck Park, fool. There was a
tent or what?
Remember that they had those.
I was really jacking off.
When I was in Boy Scouts.
What is chlamydia?
What?
Like, is different from gonorrhea?
It's way different.
It just rides better.
Not that I know,
right? You have a runny dick, right? It leaks?
I think so, yeah.
What is it leak?
It's runny?
Like, ooh, pus, like pus, dude. Well, it's infected. I never had that shit either.
I've seen pictures now.
I'm not that scandalous.
I've never had an STD. How about
you have a lot of queso fresco buildup?
It's because we're uncircumcised.
It's because you don't take a shower, fool.
Get a baby spoon.
Okay, you got CK right here, bro.
That is Molly Cruz. Let me snort some ants.
No, it leaks sadness, man. That's what it leaks.
It wants some more, huh, fool?
So what kind of medicine do you take for chlamydia?
It's funny, it was feeling sadness. I think that's why I make it, but he was crying.
he cries blackness. Here.
They give me the pills. Well, the funny thing is that I had to go with my mom, dog. She took me to the fucking because I was in junior high.
Wait,
yeah, man.
Este pirujo.
Yeah, I know. Fool.
Speaking of that, bro, you know what's hilarious, bro? When you go visit your family member on the holidays and you see your abuelita with a big ass cold sore, right? No mames.
That momento, mijo.
That's all I came
back with.
And your abuelo's like,
bro.
You still kiss her, man?
Blister at fucking 80.
My abuela, yeah.
She gives you a kiss.
Dame beso, mijo.
What are you getting these, man? You only go to church.
That's where she got it, bro.
Damn. It's because they're sharing the fucking vino glass, bro.
Keep telling your lady that, bro. One of these days, she's going to believe you, bro.
Damn. That's
nasty. This fool says you get a cold sore from vino, eh?
No, the vino glass. You know, at church, they all share the same cup.
I had a cold sore
cup
since I was like 7, bro. Like, I was a little dirty-ass motherfucker, dog.
But is it porque te da fiebre, no?
Like, peep show, dog.
No, this fool said, like, dude, you can get it from, like, wiping your ass and not washing your hands and touching your face.
But that's nasty how they used to share the same glass at church, right?
Me, dog.
It's because he used to be an altar boy, man. That's why.
Oh, hell no. That's one thing I never did. My mom was like, see, when all those fools got molested, see, you wanted to do that shit?
You wanted to be an altar boy?
Because the altar boy all the way from confirmation
to college.
I never liked church. The
first communion, hell yeah.
Because if you were an altar boy, you're kind of famous in your church.
Really?
Bro. Yeah, in TIC, bro.
They didn't even look at me once.
You're the one that
survived,
man. The
priest never looked at me twice, bro.
Everybody was high.
You're the
one
that got out,
bro, like that.
You never went to church?
Not really. Like once a year. Well, my family's like never like really religious.
I used to ring the bell, bro, like Santa Maria.
We would go.
Maria Dios, ding, 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 ding. And sometimes, bro, we're like, I'll be so stupid, bro, forget the bell. I'll be like, ring, ding, ding, ding. But you know, when you go to like different nationalities and who practice Catholicism, like the Armenians, like we have two altar boys, you know. He has two homies on the side, the priest. But the Armenians have an extra guy, bro. Because the priest smokes cigarettes, bro. They have a little guy with an ashtray.
I was going to say, like, dude, the fool holding the smoke or what?
No, bro, he had a little ashtray.
Hilarious.
And when
not in Burbank, though.
At the Catholic Church for them, when they drink the Holy Bread, they give you vodka. Give me some Russian, bro.
Bro, I drink vodka before we start, during service, after service, and beginning of service, and keep drinking vodka all day.
Oh, man.
Hello, you want a body shop? I have brother with body shop. If you need
I give a props
so
to
no deductible.
I give props to Armenian brands.
Hustlers,
especially
though.
The older ones, like Hustlers. The ones in their 60s.
That's why they all have Beamers, fool.
The retired ones. Like, I remember where Philip used to live. They used to be that Glendale, park, right? Dog. That park.
Okay. Anoush Park.
I don't Anoush. Know. The, Anoush yeah. Park. I don't know what it is. Yeah, that sweet. Fucking park, right? And those fucking the Armenians, they hang out right there every morning, bro. And they play cards, they play dominoes, and they just sit there, bro. And I don't know what the. I know they're plotting nothing, the park, dog. Because yeah. they're still wearing that raggedy ass, dusty ass coats.
Dude, they think they're still in the capital of Armenia, Yerevan.
So one day, wow. the city of Glendale decides to do construction on that fucking park.
Get rid of it.
And they blocked it all out.
Dude, eminent domain,
these
brother.
Armenians
bad news.
Still showed up to the park. But just hung out outside the gate, dog.
Soldiers. I thought this was gonna be on top
I
of
I swear
tractor.
To God, dog. They brought lawn chairs. And they were sitting there, bro, while they were doing construction, like just fucking chilling, bro. Like I guess these fools don't wanna be with their wives.
It is hot in my house.
My wife sent me to Evans.
Armenians, they hang out outside, full of the Mexicans hang out fucking outside Home Depot, dog, and everybody's smoking, checking out the ladies.
Bro.
Always, bro. You never
why
see
you work so much, bro. Yeah. I don't work, I just do scams.
They pick him up.
My yeah. landlord is he's Armenian, and he's always I knew he worked with Mexicans before because he used to work at an auto body shop before. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time this guy came over to do the cable and he did a bad job, and I knew he worked with Mexicans because he was like,
let it out.
The guy he did a Mickey Mouse job. He's a Mickey Mouse. Like, what the fuck?
That's only... picture Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Mickey Ratas. You ever see an Armenian when they get mad, bro? They start speaking backwards, man. Bitch of son!
Like Yoda, bro.
Fuck you, mother!
Unroll your window.
I suck your dick, my friend. My wife is whore.
Martin, I'm having.
Dude, yeah, those fools... Martin, man, I used to live in Hollywood. Sorry to interrupt. But
Armenian
those
coffee,
fools,
bro.
Dude, those fools, like... That motherfucker that used to live next to me, he would always beat up his wife. Fool. Like, always.
Why you put it
on blast? No, hey, nobody knows that fool. I think he's already dead or something.
Do that rest again. Why'd you beat up your wife?
She was asking for it, my friend. She's over there talking to construction worker at our park. How dare you? Come here. And I make sound from Batman. Pow! Bang! Even fuck. Mexican sound. Adios.
Hasta la vista,
Armenians
baby.
Are brutal, bro.
You could hear her?
Yeah, bro. Like, even the little girl, the daughter, she would scream, don't hit her.
Get
in Armenian.
Middle, huh?
I didn't know Armenian, yeah. But I thought that that's what she was saying. So I called the cops on that motherfucker, dude. Because I couldn't fucking stand
sucks,
hearing
bro.
That shit, bro.
It's brutal.
So I drove out. I was like, the cops were coming in. I'm like, I'm out. Because this motherfucker's going to think I'm the one that fucking. So and he was the manager at the fucking place where I used to live. Yeah, that's why nobody fucking called
the cops.
What
did you tell the cops?
I just told them, hey, because they could hear the lady fucking screaming on the phone, bro. So jeez. I didn't really have to say anything.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
You know, it's like, hey, check it out. This motherfucker's beating his wife. And they're like, where's this at? Oh, okay, we'll be there in like less than 10 minutes.
Dick, I'll send you the video.
Dude, it was crazy, man. And then he was like, because he was the manager. I don't know if it was him, fool, but like one day we found a car, my mom's car, like with a fucking swastika. On the car, like painted with spray, with black spray.
It was
spray,
your
bro.
Band, dog. I don't know. Trying to promote cross promotion.
But when Armenians go to jail, they roll with white supremacy.
Cross promotion, it was a band. The violinist did it, eh?
Because technically, Armenians are Caucasian because they're in the.
Yeah, from Russia.
Caucasia. So that's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Because you would think they're Middle Eastern,
yeah,
bro.
Armor power is a Philly.
I was driving, right? You know, just chilling. I remember, I don't know if I was by myself, but I don't even know if I had a license there. But I think I might have a license. But I was just driving, you know, stony. And I pull over, and there's a Mexican man and his Mexican wife. They're arguing right there, man, by that Spanish restaurant right there on Echo Park.
Oh, the Spain restaurant, yeah.
The Spanish restaurant. They're arguing, right? And I'm like just staring at them. And like, I think he had just finished smacking her because I only saw the hand go down. And then she was like
and her going down too.
And she was holding her forehead like she was thinking about something, you know?
Why did I say
like
that?
Then I hugged and I look. Then like, she like waved like it's all good. And then she said, ¿Tú crees que te mato enfrente de él, cabrona? A él también lo mato. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm just waiting for a light.
What do I got to do with this?
I'm just waiting for a light, dog.
Player, handle your biz.
Shit, you better sleep with one eye open, man. That's, God, you know, don't let her submissiveness fool you.
But breaking up a fight is probably the biggest mistake you could do in the world. Dude. Whether it's a woman or a man.
Especially a woman, though. That's more
passion. It could be two guys trying to fight. Next thing you know, bro, they turn on your wife. They were just waiting for you to jump in.
Oh, dude. Can't even wait, dude.
Now the best thing to do during a fight is just get out your phone and record it, man.
Now record them whipping your ass, huh?
Nowadays, if you have the technology. Like,
bro,
back then,
what are you going to record, bro? You hiding in a toilet, eh?
Hey, dude, abused,
like, there's always those stories where the guy gets shot. It's like, dude, what were you doing? Good Samaritan leaves three kids and a wife, dude. Yeah. Paid his taxes, everything.
It's like a doorknob. It's like when this was telling us when you were a loss prevention guy and all those stories.
Don't be talking about
bro.
That. No, go for it, dude.
I can see this
it's
guy.
It's dangerous, bro.
I can see the pito player, bro, breaking up a fight. Eh? Like,
see, like a guy like that will probably scare a fool.
Yeah, you could. I can see him like telling the guy, that's the way to treat a lady. Then he grabs her and kisses her, bro.
You could pull
bottle over his head.
But I'll grab the chichi first, man.
You have to.
Fuck it. Yeah. Suck on it.
Hey, whoa, dude.
That's my favorite scene, bro, from Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. Roadhouse, rented people.
Roadhouse is the white people's blood in, blood out, bro.
Yeah, little scene in the beginning before they hire Patrick Swayze. This girl picks up her boobs, and that guy goes, for $250, you can have her. Then that guy just starts grabbing her boobs. He goes, what the fuck you doing? I don't have $250.
Damn.
And they break a bottle over his head, dog. That was slick, dog, because for $200, you can have her, like, have sex with her and take her home.
Hell
but
yeah.
This fool just started grabbing her boobs, eh?
That's like $1,000
now,
bro.
I don't got no money. That's me, bro.
He was just testing it out.
80s movies were the best,
dude. Patrick Swayze wore butt pads in that movie.
Really?
No, yeah, fuck you, man.
That's why he had such a nice...
Fucking talk some shit about band, Swayze, bro.
You haven't seen my butt, fool.
Crazy for Swayze, bro.
Dude, this fool got butt talks.
As far as you go, like to reinvent yourself, and like if you had the money and the means to your body, like would you get penile enlargement?
Fuck.
Would you get butt Botox? Me?
Butt Botox.
I already. Yeah. My wife took me, bro. Like
tummy tuck.
I would during the pandemic, dog. I wish, dog. I can't. I would never get tummy tuck because I'll laugh. I laughed too much, bro.
It'll
fucking staple the bust open.
Imagine Felipe with some ass food.
What happened, bro?
Me, dog.
Let's all be like, dog, internally watching Three's Company.
Come and knock on my door.
I would have to be like, the only way, that's why people who get tummy tugs are shallow people, bro, because they don't know how to laugh. You know, they don't laugh at nothing, bro. They're very concerned about their body.
So no emotions.
Bro,
only
bro,
the gym,
as
bro.
Soon as, I can't imagine, bro. They just sucked me up, and I'm looking like my fucking stomach. My stomach looks like Paul Rodriguez when he came in here.
Hey, new me.
And then, like, the doctor showed me, this is your new stomach. Bro, there's no way I'm not going to say a joke and make myself laugh.
Fuck.
And then the fucking stomachs.
So what would you change, though, fool?
Yeah.
Or get. Like, bro, I would. Now, let me see.
We go full Caitlyn Jenner or what?
Brazilian butt lift, homie.
Brazilian. No, you know what, dog?
It's full.
A big ol' pompa, homie.
I will get that out. I will get the fucking that shit where they suck your fat out.
Liposuction.
Yeah, I was going to say cellulitis. Liposuction.
But I will get it.
It's a blowjob.
I will get it like right in my stomach. And I will get it, you know, right there where my balls hit my thighs. That the thigh area.
Oh,
like right there, bro. Like it's like unneeded fat right there. Like sometimes I squeeze it.
It collects.
Bro. I squeeze it, and it feels like two good eclairs.
Eclairs.
But it's full of like over the years from my fat that I rubbed together, I developed like a fucking birthmark, bro. That looks black.
Oh, shit.
So and my balls are black. My thighs are black. But if I could just like suck that out. I know that my balls be able to breathe better, you know, and like
it's all for the balls.
They would actually bounce like
I can run again. Just snip the balls, fool. You won't have that problem anymore.
It's been a while, bro. Cause like when I sit, when I sit down, sometimes my inner thighs squeeze the shit out of my balls.
Hey, that shit hurts when you sit on your balls, bro.
So you have the same problem, right?
Yeah. Bro. Yeah, my pelotas are long, dude.
Especially when you run and you got like boxers, fool. They like
Oh man, it rubs against your
skin. But you gotta wear leather, bro. But your balls be smelling like fucking like
vodka.
Like David Goliath fucking slingshot, bro. David Crockett.
Like a beef jerky, homie.
Shit, fuck that. I'll get a tank, dude.
Like this fool, but his hair smells like the inside of a catcher's mitt, bro.
Let me smell it.
What hair?
what you get if you had a
tank, bro?
A tank?
What is that?
A tank, fool.
What is that?
A pito?
A tank, fool, like an army tank.
Oh,
no, remain, bro, no. Your body is
fucking. What the fuck? What Trump?
I'll just probably get LASIK or something.
LASIK?
What's LASIK? Eyeballs?
Yeah.
Not new eyeballs. Just correct your vision. Glasses.
I try to do that, man, but the doctor says it's too late.
No.
No way.
He told me that.
The only way you can't do it if you're diabetic and shit.
Where'd you go?
He told me that. I told him, man, I don't want to wear glasses. He goes, I keep losing to the motherfuckers. He goes, I spend more on glasses than I do on weed.
I'm tired of cleaning them, dude.
They're expensive.
So he said that I could fix your eyes, but it's only gonna be one. Listen, man, what am I gonna be, a fucking pirate now, bro?
RoboCop eye and shit.
Do you guys see like in I think it was a Korea or somewhere in Asia where they like if you want to be taller, they like cut your leg and then
your extension. And they supposedly right? Like actors in America have.
And your bone grows. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. I've heard a rumor.
GoFundMe, guys.
Didn't like Chris Rock do that shit?
Who did?
No Chris way.
Rock. Yeah, because he's taller.
Is that like
now.
In the Onion?
Does or taller.
No, I heard that shit on a Big Boy was talking about that shit.
Big Boy from Part 106.
Yeah, when he was in Power.
Through the beat. For real?
You got a tummy tuck.
They break your legs at your shin and they make you the bone grows. It's like, dude, like it's actually a Russian like invention, dude.
I know that little people. They do get that. They
look fucked up.
Yeah, they go from 4 foot to 4'7".
Let me put on my glasses.
See what you got.
Yeah, dude. Like, see that fool's like now the size of his doctor. That fool looks like Beto Duran right there.
Oh shit!
Dang,
his pussy game went up like by 5 points.
He just took closer to the camera.
Can you do that?
That shit's true though.
You gotta get new pants, dude.
I know a fool
that I went to college with that got that shit done because he was a little smaller than you.
Cuánto cuesta, bro? Somebody GoFundMe,
like,
please.
He's taller than me.
Probably 70,000.
So they cut the thighs, dude. Not the.
Oh shit! That cost. I thought it was
70,000. Wow.
I must be confused. It's a femur, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Can you run though? Or like you got to kiss your. Sports?
You run faster now, dog.
You run fast. Can you run?
Bro, you can get on fucking roller coasters now.
You're doing leg locks and shit.
God damn.
You can get on roller coasters now.
You can run faster to the. Kids section.
Yeah.
You can run faster to the couch because you don't exercise anyways, you know?
Look at that, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just true.
That's real, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Can you get extension on your penis?
Why don't they do
that
more here?
What would you get, fool?
That? I want to. Yeah, dude, I'm sure.
You already said that. Really, fool?
You want to be tall?
You look weird if you're tall, dude.
I got a long pita already, bro. I need
damn.
The...
He needs balance.
I think
I need balance. You're right.
His dick is just way too big. Right?
It is.
The
gang goes
too big for his body.
Really, dog?
It looks weird. Yeah, my dick's big. No.
No.
Oh yeah, I know surgery. Yeah.
Dude, I get hair extensions, fool. That's what I
would. You would get like a mane. And those shits work.
Sure,
too.
Fool.
Bro,
for like
the guy that was the guy that was doing our house. He fucking went to he went to Turkey, and like. He took it, and I saw him last week. He took his hat off, full hair, bro.
Bro, those work, man.
Like,
I've seen
those.
Oh,
my God. Like,
hurricane, like, that
dude,
shit's still on, huh?
His shit looked like fucking Jennifer Lopez, bro. Oh,
fuck.
And, like, you seen her video the other day, how bald she looked?
Yeah, she has, like, cotton candy hair, old lady hair, grandma hair.
Yeah, but I thought it was just think of Tandy, bro. So, anyways,
old school.
Dude, he has hair that's growing, man. But
that's
to go
his hair, right?
But
his
hair.
Dude, don't get me happy, bro.
The States,
they pluck in the back, and then they put, they...
No, I think what he's talking about some new shit, dude.
Really?
Because I have a friend that got that shit done. They cut him in the back of the head.
He already had hair. Like, do you have hair growing? Like, you just shave it off, right?
I shave it off, but I just get it from here. Dude, this battle a long time ago.
He had, like, you know, like just regular hair right here.
How the West was one.
But then they added more shit right here. Like, I don't know how the fuck they did it, but this fool has hair, dog.
That's great.
And it's growing.
Like, and there's more confidence in
it
his face.
Like that, damn.
You can see, but you can still tell that they haven't like perfected that shit yet.
Mm-hmm. No,
you
bro,
still tell it's fake.
Good,
it looks good.
It's growing.
It's like they found out a way to connect your widow's peak and your unibrow, man, just straight up like that.
Vampiro status, bro. Like,
so people don't like you. Okay, widow's peak. You don't got one, do you?
What happened?
You don't got a widow's peak, do you?
Yeah, I do.
I have a homie that used to shave it, but it looks
that's,
weird.
That's
right,
all natural, man.
Bro. I had a oh my god, we were somewhere and this DJ was shaved. Remember, he looked weird.
Who, Dexterous? A Casa Latina?
He shaved his widow's peak?
Yeah, man. It looked weird, man. I think he was the original Edgar.
Was that Edgar? Edgar Munster?
Edgar.
What's up, fool, man?
Hey, you haven't said anything about the edibles that you
eat it, dog.
Yeah. Oh, they're not paying us, bro.
Oh, they're not? Not anymore? Oh,
yeah, dude.
Not this one.
We paid for it, man.
Oh, which one are you like promoting?
Diet Smoke.
Diet.
Diets. No ads.
Okay. Bueno. No ads. Okay, cool.
What's up, everybody? Man, last week we went to go eat at So Vegan Restaurant, man.
Hey, I like what I got, bro.
My stuff was all right. What'd it wasn't get? Like the commercial.
I got the pancakes. I got the smothered potatoes, and I got
that was the only thing that was good.
It was supposed to be sausage, but it looked like.
Did you have a picture of the Philip? Look up Soul Vegan Shrimp and Grits.
Solely vegan
Shrimp and Grits
in Berkeley,
and that's what I ordered.
No, Oakland.
And let me tell you, man, if you ever go there, grits do not bits. Order. We go there for brunch. Don't go there for brunch because the only thing, only good things there are chicken and waffles, and you can't fuck up chicken and waffles.
Isn't there vegan chicken though?
Even though it's not chicken or what? Hmm? But even though it's not chicken, is it good, not chicken?
Bro. It's still good, man. It's still good. It's made of seitan. Nice. But dude,
Hail
I ordered the shrimp and grits, Satan. And it was, man, it was probably the worst thing I ever had in my life.
It was like literally.
This food is a trash.
I hope they don't
spots.
Listen to this.
Oh, yeah. And then I had the fucking the shrimp and grits with cheese. Oh my god!
The thing that sucked about the shrimp, it wasn't. They didn't even replicate it to make it look like shrimp, and they were like shrimp like squares.
Yeah,
oh my
it
God,
looked like it was like hard. Dude.
That's only
I've never tasted hard shit like that.
It looked like shrimp and grits.
It looked like Dayuda, dude. Like, you know, if you know what like hard ass.
My wife could fucking like makes 100 times better shrimp and grits, and it shouldn't be 100 times better.
And supposedly this spot is like known for bomb ass shit.
It looked. Yeah, I think the burgers are the best things. I saw the pictures, but we went there for brunch.
The owner was on vacation, dude.
But yeah. The shrimp looked like the fucking cup of noodle shrimp, dude.
Yeah, it was
sorry
just like,
as fuck.
I don't know. I didn't get it. I was like, damn, at least replicate that shit.
I said with tapatio and
shout out to Flacos
bread,
Tacos.
Woo! Hell yeah, dude. But you know what's always bomb? But I didn't have one because I was already fucking full from that
Top
shit.
Dog?
I ate too many grits. Top Dog, bro.
Bomb.
Top Dog. Fuck yeah. I ate 2 hot dogs there.
Even
also,
the bread sounded
good. Okay.
Shout out to if you ever go to the Bay, and I mean the Bay.
The Bay, bro.
Go to a place called Nation Burgers.
Oh, dude, I forgot about that shit. Bomb
that.
As fuck.
Is it's there. It's burgers in and out, bro.
But not. Dude, really?
It's perfect
than
for you guys who travel, bro. Like, you go in the morning, they have breakfast.
That's not. Nice. Yeah, but you know what midnight. The bombest shit is on top of the burgers and the breakfast?
The pies.
The pies.
Yeah, old school, bro. You could buy a burger and
luscious
a pie.
Ass
a burger
shit.
And a slice of pie
burger
with
pie.
Your meal.
That one I'll give a high five to and a big old arm in the air, bro.
Because it's pretty much smash burgers and then, dude, I got
there
the creme.
There it is. There it is. There
I got
is.
The creme brulee pie, bro.
Giant hamburgers.
Creme brulee?
Yeah.
I love the pecan
I got the cherry
pie,
and it didn't taste like cherry pie. You know, like, so, all right, enough.
You're getting me hungry, dog.
I had the
this microphone, man.
They have a vegetarian burger, but it's the original vegetarian burger, the one that has peas and carrots.
Before vegan.
Man. So you don't eat any
good.
Any meat, no milk, no cheese.
Bro, if I eat milk, bro, I'll shit on myself like I did the other day.
Really?
Bro, you know those pirate cheese puffs? The one with the pirate shit?
Yeah.
Bro,
the booties.
No, they had cheese?
They have cheese, dog.
Yeah, dude.
So me and my dog were eating it. I died. He didn't.
The kids love
bro,
it.
Bro, in the middle of the night, I fall asleep. You know, I fall asleep. Like, I was like, okay, this fucking stomach ache. I'm going to just sleep it off.
That's what
but,
you thought,
no,
dog.
Bro, 2 hours later, my stomach was hurting, and I was in a crouched position, like, ah. And then I just, nothing came out, bro. And then after that, bro, it was all fucking tamarindo water, bro.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, man. Turmeric spin. Water. Turmeric golden milk.
That's 1,000,000 rupees water.
And when you know your body the way you know my body, that follows by a fucking constipation the next day, bro.
Damn.
Because really? I drink milk.
You're all secco, bro.
I drink milk at water. Night to go to the restroom in the morning, and it's just perfect for like. I don't know
you
why. It helps.
Slowly, bro. Don't drink that milk.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's organic and shit or what?
Nah, man. Milk is bad. You get soy milk, bro.
Almond okay. Milk's a bad
thing.
I like almond
amazing.
Milk.
You pass by those cows that they're milking, bro. They don't look clean out there, right?
No. some hippies stepping on those
Bro, sometimes when they're milking those cows, they might pop a little nipple pimple, and you get a little...
A nipple pimple.
Yeah, and it goes in the, it gets in the milk, bro. Yeah. It does.
Really?
Yeah. You know how they cover that up? Yo. You know how they cover that up? With more milk. Because you know what? That's what you were doing when I was little. One time I put too much salt in the beans, and I told my grandma, we should throw it away. No, you're going to add more beans and hide it. We're going to add salsa to it. We're going to add this. We're going to add that. Next thing you know, man, they didn't, the beans didn't take fucking salados. They were fucking too hot. Yeah. Same with the milk, bro. After a while, you get a little fucking pus. You just cover it up with more milk, and you get that pus, and you make curds for cheese.
Do you remember going to Mexico and drinking the milk like fresh out of the fucking cow's udder? Disgusting. Mm-hmm.
That's how your dick got big, right? You enjoy Medina.
Dude, it was a burro,
like cookies, bro.
Bro, I remember
it wasn't a cow; it was a bull.
A man, walking around with that big old
selling milk.
Oh yeah,
this metal jug, this thing made of metal,
like this.
He opened it up, and he had to scoop the cheese or crud off, throw it out. Then he'll give you a glass of milk, and it tastes, man, cow milk before they mess with it.
Pasteurized,
it tastes sweet.
I don't like it, dude. Mm-hmm. It tastes too.
So
like,
you gotta boil it right to cure everything, right? Pasteurizing.
Yeah.
Louis Pasteur.
Yep.
I have two of his albums.
Maron.
What's up, fool?
What up, dog?
We got Rodriguez right here, the only guy who stands with Joe Rogan from the Latino community.
Why not, bro? I support that dude, man. His back's up against the wall.
He's fighting people right now.
That fool's gonna survive that shit.
He's gonna survive. Come on. Yeah.
Who knows?
Who are we fooling, bro?
Yeah. Spotify is gonna survive. I mean, those motherfuckers have so much money.
Because I even thought like that Biden video that fool was really saying. I was like, damn. But supposedly he was quoting somebody.
He always quoting. I saw it.
But you know, you gotta go over there and look at the context, bro.
Yeah.
As I heard on the podcast.
He apologized, and I mean,
fool's got mad because he apologized. It's like, fuck. Dude,
I want to see what happens if you don't apologize. Do they still go after you the same or worse?
I don't know. I think that shit will intensify. It's like. It's like the stock market, fool. Then the next week comes and they forget about it. But I think there's some intensity whether you do or you don't, regardless, dude.
Did you see that post that Whitney Cummings posted?
Oh, my God. The crazy lady with the orange hair. She's like that vegan lady, huh? Going crazy on TikTok.
Well, anyway, she posted this post about she was like backing up Joe Rogan, but without mentioning his name. She said, as comedians, we should... something. Like we're the
be this and that.
We're the people with a big voice that finds whatever, and it's tough times. And we're the speakers of the world. And then Mark Maron wrote, but don't forget to add funny to that list, bro. And that comment had more likes than her post.
In the end, that's what it's all about.
Her post had 10,000 likes. That comment has 61,000.
Damn.
Damn, dude.
Is Joe Rogan a comedian?
Yeah.
He's a podcaster, bro.
Well, he started as a comedian.
He started with a podcast stand-up first. Yeah.
You're wrong, one dog. What?
He started with stand-up, and then he started doing
He started reality. With stand-up, and then he was on a show called Fear News Factor? Radio. Then that show ended. Then he was on Fear Factor. Then that ended, and then he was on... The Man Show for one season with Doug Stanhope, that ended. Then he went after Carlo Mencia. And pretty much slowed down both of their careers for 2 years. And then he started doing a podcast as soon as Apple came up with it first, the iPod, and Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope and Mark Maron. Mark Maron with an American radio.
And Corolla.
With Rachel Maddow and...
NPR, right?
The NPR... Yeah, the guy from Public Enemy.
Chuck D.
Rachel Maddow and Mark Maron had their own show on American Radio NPR.
That was the first podcast, right?
Yeah,
that
before was popular, before
that's
podcast.
Still radio though. Mm-hmm.
And then they switched. She went on to MSNBC, mm-hmm. and he went to podcast. And Public Enemy went on to produce soundtracks for movies, I think. Mm-hmm. What's up, fool? Felipe Esparza with all the knowledge and shit. That's right.
Bring it down.
Everything I learned on TikTok.
Everybody learns everything now.
Yesterday.
On TikTok, fool. That's just becoming so fucking... I mean, it's already
I learned
huge,
some deep shit, bro.
Like, drywall and shit, right? Repairs?
Yeah. I learned shit, bro, on TikTok. When I sit on stage, I blow people's minds, bro. They be like, damn, este greñudo, he's not just a pothead who talks about coke. He actually reads books.
I saw this interview where, like, when it came to TikTok, like, because it was what made in China, right?
Yeah.
That in China, if you go over there, their algorithm actually puts on videos for the kids that are more
the
beneficial, the science, the engineering.
That's right.
But then when it came to America, like, oh, let's
and they
put
shut it down at 8 p.m. Right here, they got fucking idiots dancing.
Dancing until 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. It's cool twerking, if you're fucking making cash.
You're the one
clapping. But it's making our people stupid.
I watched that on the Andrew Schultz podcast. What's this podcast called?
The Andrew Schultz podcast.
Flagrant.
I don't know. I don't even listen to it.
But he said, they were talking to another guy. He said that in China, like Pito Man said, that in China, the algorithm is higher on kids who are coming up with apps or doing engineer stuff. And in America, the algorithm is for twerking.
Yeah, we love talking out here.
Videos.
I love talking.
Everybody loves twerking.
Yeah. Journal, like, 2 months ago, there was an article
about
that.
Somebody
same
being
shit.
Positive about earth science, nothing.
No, fuck that shit, dude.
That's why, bro, you gotta do. That's why people didn't give a fuck about the weather to the news lady started twerking.
Yeah, dude.
When I was a little kid, the weatherman was a big fucking nerd, eh?
Yeah.
Dr. George, he looked like Orville Redenbacher, bro. He'll tell you today's forecast. It's gonna be partly cloudy and with a scattered showers, with a precipitation coming in from Burbank. Back to traffic. Yeah, we have a signal alert here on the 5 freeway on the exit of Arleta. Bumper to bumper, back to you.
Dude, Mexico got it right, man. Because when you watch the weather, it makes you horny. You know, it's
saca el pito,
bro. Yeah,
Dallas Rains and Johnny Mountain.
Everybody
have girls with chichotas like doing the weather, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, it's
Don Francisco,
too.
Bro.
Yeah,
here's how hot it is outside, man.
Fucking Don Francisco, dude.
Yeah. But they're changing all that now, man. Like,
they're getting like
I remember when I was a little kid, like Wonder Woman, her waist was tiny, bro.
We don't like that anymore.
And Tomb Raider, like her big ass boobs, bro. Like, really?
Yeah.
Somebody crime?
Yeah. But even in slow motion, she couldn't.
But
run,
now,
man.
Like, you can't. I don't know how they're gonna do that now. Like, the way people are so woke, because Tomb Raider, man, her body was like, I'm pretty sure somebody was watching Tomb Raider comic book from 1995 and looking at Tomb Raider the way she looks. They're probably asking their mom, how come she don't just have an OnlyFans and stop fucking fighting crime?
Yeah, she now it's a dude. That's true, man.
For real, dog. Like, because there's no incentive now to fucking reading a book.
Because it's time to raid my tomb.
People get money on TikTok, on bro, OnlyFans, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Like fucking Carlos Vallarta's sister, bro.
Okay.
But dude, there's always been
Chicos,
stupid people throughout history, dude. And it's going to continue whether technology's there or not, dude.
Yeah.
The segment that are fools, consumers, and rich motherfuckers on top.
Because you're about like
in the middle.
You're right about these, like, this TikTok show. It's like, why do you want to go get a fucking job and be bossed around when you can fucking just dance and make money on, you know, on the fucking internet?
Instantly.
Dude. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
All you got to worry about is IRS now, huh? I'm going to fucking try and dangle
that
shit.
Do they even pay fucking taxes doing that shit?
Bro, they're going after
they
that
send,
shit.
They send you they send you those forms,
on TikTok. The 1099.
Yeah.
There's a guy.
Thanks for showing your ass.
There's a guy named Alfonso, and he has one of the dirtiest pages called Barrio Girls on Instagram. Like, this guy's page gets shut down.
What's it called again?
Barrio Girls. And all the girls.
They find the page.
All the girls that he posts up on his page are girls that were too hot and crazy to be on Lowrider. Like, the girls, these girls, like, you know, they might have a bullet wound, you know?
Stab.
Or their tattoos might be an actual active gang right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Damn. So he posted up on his page, and he has a podcast now, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's called the Chorizo Podcast.
Damn.
And they talk about
all things chorizo.
All things chorizo. What's
it called? It's called Chorizo Podcast, and they talk about
Soy Division.
The adult film industry. Like, some of the questions are like, should I wait to be 21 to do porn?
God damn,
need a father.
And he gives them advice. Like, he tells the girl like this, listen, if you're gonna start out with porn, you gotta start off with just pictures first. You know, just OnlyFans.
Images.
And, you know, make your money on OnlyFans first. And then, if you really, when you do your first porno, make sure that you don't get penetrated the first one. That you're seen first.
Hard to get.
You're seen first as the girl on the side. And you make money off that. Then you switch to the girl that's touching herself in the movie. And that's extra money, bro. There's ways to get there.
They tell you. That's the hierarky, down, man, bro. Of porn.
Don't get blown out.
Don't go too fast.
Runaway.
You just inspired a new song, dude.
That's climbing the ladder, dude.
And then
MPP pictures porn. First.
And then the next one is girl. You make out with a girl that's getting done up. You know what I mean? Like, she's getting done up. So you kiss the girl. That's like your fifth film if you're smart. And then you go when you finally go girl to girl, you could do girl to girl for a long time before you go to a man. And then you get the you do the man. When you finally hit the man that you're already like maybe 3 years in, you do man to man and woman. Then it jumps to groups. You know, like an orgy, you know, or
group sex.
And then you give up porn for about 2 years.
Oh,
and then you come back, and that's when you get black dick, like homie right here.
That sounds
you
like my life,
with
dude.
African American
damn,
dick,
bro. That's earn exactly your stripes out
but
there,
if you
huh?
go straight to man, you never could go back to girl to girl. You can never go back to
no
the girl
respect.
Masturbating aside. Bring that's why back. If you're gonna choose
memories,
that career,
man,
go listen to the Chorizo podcast.
The
and learn about how to get into the game. You know, because you don't want to be the girl that just sleeping around with guys
for free, huh?
Who has a Honda. You know what I mean?
In all reality, I actually was in a porn one time, man.
Are you serious, bro?
I'm not lying,
so
man.
So both of you fools are packing up.
So you were in a Martin, which you're doing right now, bro.
But I was following that.
I'm shooting blanks.
When I was in that porn, I didn't have to take off my clothes.
What?
So you were the guy that
what you have to do? You know what it was?
Through the fucking pantalon.
I'm serious. This is what
how
it was.
First of all, bro, how did they talk you into it? And how did you?
How much money did you get?
How did they talk?
We need details, bro.
They didn't have to talk me into it. I was happy to do it.
They DM'd this fool, huh?
You know how my eight. You know,
pull out that pito.
But what was funny is because, you know, they wanted some guys that looked like mariachis. I'm like, well, I'm a real mariachi, right?
Yeah.
And so I went in
porno,
and
huh?
I got some of my mariachi friends to come in and join.
Bukkake, pull out your trumpet, homie.
I wasn't there.
But you know, but you know what the first scene was? Was they had the chick, you know, she was wearing almost nothing, but they had her up in a net on the roof like a piñata.
Oh,
and
shit,
we were playing mariachi music.
Palo, yeah, hit it with the
and they
palo,
were like
bro.
Smacking her ass like with the stick and stuff, like she was a piñata.
Remember that movie?
Dale.
Ponlo ahí, Felipe.
But it was great, man. It was great. So we were sitting there playing, and then after that, they let her down.
You dancing naked? You play naked?
No, I didn't have to take my clothes off, man.
All right. So you weren't.
I was following
sex.
The rules, you know. I had to put value to myself.
You weren't even fucking with that shit, huh?
No, but you know what's funny? We did that thing, and it was like, to me, it was funny because, like, you know, it was my first time actually seeing a porn filmed. And like, it's like, you know, when
how
they're filming, the guys
like,
are like,
what it smell like?
Fucking
like?
Yeah. Dude, it smelled good, man.
Red Hot Cheetos.
Before they even started filming, because like the girl, I forgot her name was, but she was like the anal queen. And so she went into the
Jasmine St. Clair.
See, that's last right there, man.
Yeah.
Bottom of the barrel shit, huh?
But you know,
she's in her last
bathroom, man.
You do ain't no dead last.
She's about to close out.
No, but she
double
was.
Double penetration.
That vagina's looking like they 40.
She made her ass clean.
Pulled an eyeball
though.
That socket. What?
She made her ass clean. She was in the bathroom giving herself an enema for like 30 minutes before the.
Enema.
And then she came out and
enema.
We shared a bowl of enema peanut M&M's, man.
I'm an.
You know, just for bonding issues, you know?
She had M&M's before an enema.
Now I get it, bro. I get it now. When I was watching this porno and they were all superheroes and that girl said, she's my enema. I get it now. Was she pronouncing enemy? No. They're making a joke, a butt joke.
I mean, she's ready for culo.
That's my enema.
She's ready for culo exercise, man.
You know I'm watching right now on Hulu?
It's a muscle, right?
I'm watching the Tommy and Pam story. It's a series, and
you
they're showing
the videotape.
They're showing the story about how like these guys that were coming from the internet, they're like about to put like regular porno out of business. It's insane, bro.
Oh, dude, I watched the first episode.
It's badass.
It's crazy how homeboy he's a dick to those construction workers.
Yeah.
All right.
You gotta watch the Righteous Gemstones.
We're watching that right now, bro.
That shit is awesome.
I love that show.
Fuck yeah, dude. That shit
fool looks fucking ugly with that hair.
With those gray sideburns, bro.
Alert. Funny, bro.
Dude,
such a funny.
It's awesome.
Didn't the the sister, she's badass.
She's funny, huh? Dog.
She's funny as shit, dude. Fuck. Yeah. it's a great show, man. And fucking Danny McBride, right? I mean, he's the one
he's
that
funny,
fucking
dude.
Directed he's the first funny, episode and just writes it too.
I'm one episode in. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm not saying shit, bro. I ain't saying shit, bro. Yeah,
yeah, 20 more
to go. It's that chingón.
So looking like Rachel Maddow over here, bro.
Have you found the steel dossier?
Look for a picture of Rachel Maddow, bro. She's right here.
Hey, speaking of Rachel Maddow, what are you guys doing for Valentine's?
She's hot, bro.
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I'm gonna draw hard on my wife's cast, eh?
And then you're gonna make love to it.
Dude,
sweet cast of love.
Cast imagine would you accept like a threesome?
Oh shit, that does look like me, dude.
Oh,
dude.
Oh, there she is.
You're the same haircut right now.
Oh yeah. Hey, what the heck?
Sorry, bro. You
do look
like her.
Haircut right now, bro.
That does look like me.
That you is you.
The multiverse.
You should do the thing tomorrow.
I'll do it.
Oh hell no,
dude. I think she has more facial hair though, man.
Yeah.
More
the
testosterone.
Multiverse is real, homie.
More testosterone.
Hey, bro, what's your favorite? Have you ever seen that movie? With Samuel Jackson, Robert De Niro, and Bridget Fonda.
Snakes in the Plane.
Brown.
I don't know.
Jackie Brown.
No, I haven't seen that.
Do you know who Bridget Fonda is?
It's a badass movie, though.
That lady.
You know who she is? Pick up a picture of Bridget Fonda.
Oh, no, la morenita, verdad?
The one that made the
surfer girl.
Like
the
surfer girl.
The one that puts her toes on top of the drink.
Hits a bong. Hits all those.
You remember?
Yeah.
Then she goes. The one she looks over at him. You wanna fuck? No.
They're blasting her on how she looks right now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Stop eating M&M's, dog.
Really? Oh, man, they gotta leave her alone.
You something know? Happened, dude. Fucking car accident, all fucked up, dude. So
she'll be my little project, bro.
Imagine she starts working out and comes back all hot.
Shit.
She was a porn star?
No, she looked
like she's an actress.
Zoom that's the way in. She used to look.
I can't see.
Orale.
How does she look now?
Mean little snow bunny.
I don't have my glasses, but.
Somebody help this one.
Yeah.
I think they caught her like grocery shopping or something.
Yeah.
Like
now.
They caught her grocery shopping.
Right, right there, bro.
Her photo. Like,
She was buying bad
there
food.
There it is right there. Whoa.
Make it big, fool.
Like,
that's what she said, bro.
She keeps saying,
looking like butterbean and shit.
They're just ready to crucify anybody, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the
she's like minding her own business.
That
stuff.
Sucks,
just waiting
dude.
To ambush her, man.
She's walking around on her birthday up, and they take a picture of her.
Yeah, that was a birthday shot, right? She's married to what? Danny Elfman, right?
Danny Elfman from Oingo Boingo.
Composer.
Oh, wow. The guy that composed all the Batman songs.
What's this?
Yeah.
What's this?
He's badass, man.
Yeah, he is, dude.
He's oh, there she is.
I thought it was Amy Schumer at first, bro.
Dick.
She's a 10 in Fresno, bro.
Hey, I was born in Fresno.
Oh, you are? Oh,
Fresno.
Shit.
I was born and raised in Fresno,
oh,
man.
Oh, fuck, dude.
You were born in Fresno?
You were 20 in Fresno.
The capital of the world, bro.
Is it really?
Nah.
The what?
It's right here in Van Nuys.
That's for like
not
UCLA
anymore.
Porn, no?
It's for, I know it's for moo porn. That's what it is.
Ah, dick. Over here with the burras, dick.
Porno's not even big out here anymore. It's like, it's all, Pornhub took it out because people are just doing it at home now.
Right. I thought it moved out.
Dude, Vivid Entertainment's not even a thing anymore.
Yeah, but that's for like
20
years
ago. I thought it moved out of the valley. Like once they said that people had
Bang Bus, homie, Miami.
They passed that law that you have to wear condoms in porn now.
Lame.
And so they're like, fuck it, we're out of California.
I want to hear squeaks in my
bro.
Videos.
They're like, no, they're going to go to a state where I can get STDs, man.
Florida, bro.
They don't give a fuck.
You know
Florida,
what?
Fuck gators
what
out
doing
there.
Don't ever buy the sheepskin condoms, eh?
What?
It's a waste of money. It doesn't feel nothing at the inside of a sheep.
It's like wearing a tripa, right?
Man. Those were the original condoms.
Tripas?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
bro.
Tripas.
Watch this show called Harlots on Hulu, and it's the whole fucking show about prostitutes in the beginning of the first century in London.
It's a show about sheep.
I got
London.
American for you, my
and
dad.
Then the guy, when he's having big sex man. With that prostitute, he's fucking her with a sheep. Scrotum, and he's using that sheep thing like a condom. And when he's done, he just throws it at her, bro. Cause I guess she washes it and gives it to the next guy.
Yeah, and that's called a scumbag.
There you go, bro.
Don't be a scumbag.
That's where the word scumbag came from.
Really?
Scumbag. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Scumbag.
Douche rag, yeah.
Wow. Damn. Is that true?
Full of scum.
Yeah, bro. Cause you would get that the inner liner of a sheepskin, right? And you put it on, you tie it, and then you can screw the prostitute to be safe. But the prostitute would use the same one all the guys.
Wash it. Wow.
So like she's safe. So
dip it, dude.
But you're walking around with fucking a gonorrhea from Blackbeard and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking.
So you had to be like Genghis Khan or a king or a lord. Just have, you know, 30 harems.
Get scarred right? with them
except you.
Talk to yourself.
I went into a rabbit hole the other day on Genghis Khan. Remember?
Yes, man.
And damn, he killed like fucking 40 million people.
Dude, like damn. Fucking 10% of the population.
He killed so many people that he pretty much the earth cooled off because of the all of the carbons and all that.
I mean, he killed people or
either way the people he killed enough people, his armies, cool down the earth.
So he's like Thanos.
Farting makes the earth all hot.
Just one snap.
So
half of the population.
Thank you, fucking.
Thank you, Genghis
Khan, for climate change.
Yeah.
We need you back. Where are you? Oh, it's the Rona now. That's the new Genghis Khan.
We need Thanos Khan.
Thank you, Wuhan.
What?
Oh, shit.
We got a warning at 10 minutes.
I wanted to bring Bell in here.
Yo, Bell, where are you at?
Bell, come here. Bell at?
¿Dónde estás?
Come here, mija.
All right. Okay, everyone get ready to put your 3D glasses on. Here comes Bell.
Sombrero.
Hola.
Oh, here's Bell. Yo, yo, yo.
This is Bell Martel. She's our fiddle violinist in the Aula Mariachi. What's up, Bell?
Oh, she had that she had that joke. It's like a TikTok.
TikTok-y-less.
Hey, Belle. How you doing?
I'm Hola. Doing good. How y'all doing?
Hola. Hola. What's your name?
Belle. My name is Belle Martel.
And what do you play?
I play the violin.
The violin, huh? Mm-hmm.
She's a violin. Are you guys,
like the city of Belle.
And she's a singer. She's a folk singer.
A vocalist.
And where are you originally from?
San Diego.
San Diego. 619.
As far south as you can get. I was in San Isidro, right next to TJ.
Damn, on the brink of the border.
You could smell Tacos El Gordo from my living room.
Hey. You can smell Hong Kong from the border.
Best Chinese food ever.
Those are
hell yeah, dude. You know what's up?
You go to Hong Kong, pick up some Chinese food, take it down to La Delita.
Damn, dude.
Oh my God.
Just for some sauce.
On an empty stomach.
How did you get involved with the band?
I was forced as a child.
Damn.
Like
start
Selena.
Playing violin, yeah.
Yeah, and then she was forced to join us. You know, right? Remember this?
I
remember a pito, not a gun.
Yeah, but I know. But my,
are those your booze or you hold your flower pots?
But the gun, the gun that was pointed towards her was black.
So. Yeah, that joke, man. You put your beer on your stack.
Oh, that.
Oh yeah, you know what they call it, a rack.
Why?
Look at that, people. Yeah, Italian right there.
You could get a job at the Red Lion Tavern.
Yeah, he did.
TikTok video.
They didn't even remember what instrument you play.
No. I wonder if Hooters is hiring. I have a backup, you know, plan violin. B if I ever get fired.
We're saying there's a Latino Hooters, right? In like Linwood, what's it called?
Hooters?
The Marisco spot.
It's called Pechos.
Pechos.
No, el Marisco Loco.
El Marisco Loco. Yeah, yeah. The girls are like Hooters over there, Brad. Like all the waitresses have OnlyFans.
Yeah, hell yeah, with a little TJ butts.
Right, TJ butts.
Yeah, they gotta always hire waitstaff because they always take off with drug dealers. Like.
Yeah.
They got mucho pechonalidad.
Huh. I took two, my G.
Mucho pechoni like that.
Yeah, but they're the chichis that like after you had like five kids, you know, they're not like, you know, prime meat and stuff like that. So it's a little different. They're like the triangle ones.
Yeah, orangutan kids. Bro,
restaurants that have like women, voluptuous women, they always fool you with that because you forget, you leave going, wait a minute, man. They got crappy food here at Hooters.
Dude, Hooters sucks.
No,
man.
Do you go for the food?
Really? I don't know.
You don't go for the food. You go for the beer and the titties.
Yeah, go there for the chicken breast, like Michael Scott.
Go for the chicken breast. Her name is Heather. That's the chicken breast that we're talking.
How long have you been in the band since they kidnapped you?
Pardon?
How long have you been in the band since they kidnapped you?
I've been here 2 years.
The beginning.
Since the very, very beginning. Yeah. Behind the scenes in the beginning and slowly crept my way forward. You know, you can't put it all out there at the beginning, like you said.
Yeah.
You were listening.
Got to do a sample, man.
Yeah. Start, you know, we let you out of the basement and you started to flourish, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you know, I don't have to put the lotion in the basket anymore.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it took him a while to take off the whole gimp outfit off.
This fool said flourish. That's awesome.
How long you guys been a band for?
We actually
2 years, right?
This version, we've
the only version, bro.
We started right before the pandemic shut everything down, so it was a perfect time, you know. So, but we started in 2020, and we were gonna have our first show in April of 2020, everything was shut down a few weeks before that was going to happen. And then we were just waiting for them to open shit up, and they never did.
New strain, new you.
Yeah, so, you know, we took 2020, and we just practiced. We learned repertoire. We started kind of figuring out what kind of band we were going to be. And we also had our own podcast that we did because we couldn't play anywhere. Yeah. Everything was closed, so we ended up having our own podcast that we did. And but that kept us busy until we actually found shows, you know. So that's pretty much what we did. And she was there the whole way too,
like a soldier.
Yeah,
right. It's all you can do in 2020.
We couldn't play anywhere, but my OnlyFans, whoo, it went great.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
You're one of the ones that cash in.
It's under the donkey
you.
Show category.
Oh shit!
Oh, damn.
Oh,
it was a different donkey.
Old donkey tits.
It was a different donkey though.
And they're gonna have an OnlyFans, ladies. Let me tell you, ladies, just show cleavage. That's all men want to see.
Well, I guess I
because
should
because once they show once they see the aureola, they move on to the next page.
That's
you just
true.
Keep showing cleavage. You show cleavage. You add a little. You add a little. You know what? Add a little show, man. Like
sprinkles,
a little tattoo,
glitter. Make a little character.
That's true, though, man.
Yeah, man. Because you know
that is true.
You can't the smart women don't show anything on OnlyFans.
You can't give it away
they
too
soon.
They
just show like they show themselves. Yeah. With a skimpy little outfit, like picking up a baby bottle off the floor. You know what I mean?
That's how you keep the subscribers coming.
You got to keep them wanting more, man. You don't give them, everything all at once. Just like every lady out there that ever slept with a man, you didn't play with his scrotum the first night. You waited. You waited.
You're supposed to wait?
Then you put that knuckle on the scrotum, the man clit.
Oops, you're supposed to wait.
Flick the pee hole a couple of times, bing, bing, you know, tease them.
That's wisdom.
No, bro, you gotta put the knuckle right there between like where the balls are, then the butthole, and right there the scrotum. You put one knuckle right there, dog.
Why you could just put the whole fist up, you know?
Whoa.
What the fisting club? What's
the
going on here?
The fisting clubs.
No way, man.
Like this. So
the butthole, the rose closed there, right? So like
you gotta say something for marriage, you know?
Hey. That's a double fister for marriage.
You put the ring in the butthole.
That's what I meant. Like if you already know how to cook, shit, you don't give them the best food now, man. You show them the chilaquiles when you marry them.
Yeah, wait for them to leave.
And then you put the carne in the chilaquiles after you get married.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man! Like, I got my
rations
wife,
or what?
My wife fell in love with me when I made fideo and when I made chilaquiles, bro.
Once he's married, it's too late. You can take your ass to In-N-Out. I'm done. I'm checking out. It's too late, bro.
Hell yeah. Oh, you have little kids all over town or what?
I do, man. I know I have three here for sure. You know, they keep me pretty busy. You know, I'm only claiming three, man, because it's easier to shop for Christmas. You know, and Santa Claus only comes to them. So, but no, man. You guys have kids too.
Yeah, dude.
May they keep you busy.
One
right
there, bro.
That's right. The guy's right
two
there.
Two are missing.
Looks, exactly,
I got three kids. They don't even know each other, bro.
Hey, don't worry, man. You'll find them one day. You know, just keep looking. Just keep looking.
Are you my pappy?
Are you my pappy?
So you guys are all from different parts of California?
Story, dog.
Yeah, you know when we
Fresno, Dick, remember?
Fresno.
Yeah, well,
okay, I was in Fresno. Over here,
but when Ricky and I put this band together.
The mayor of fucking Glendale.
Empire,
bro. Come on
in.
They're going to squeeze in here. But, you know, because Ricky and I, for the past, 10 years before the pandemic, we were part of a group called Metalachi.
Never heard of
Metalachi. Never heard of those guys. Not too many people know that band. But we did that for 10 years. It kept us busy. And then we...
Your brother was in the band, right? No?
No, his brother was.
His brother.
My brother was in the band.
Your brother owned the curly blonde hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Salvador? Yeah.
No.
I went to a lot of
shows. That's you, this guy.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's this guy.
Dude. Oh, you have a beard now.
Dude,
he shaved his head, man.
More sharp now and shit.
I went to a lot of shows. I just don't remember him, you know?
Yeah.
It was late.
Yeah, I used to have hair before. I had to go back to my roots, literally.
Yeah, but no, that group was fun and everything, but we felt that the evolution of the music and everything was at a standstill.
It
and
just hit its peak.
And
like.
And we just felt that there's other reasons why we left too, but we decided to create this band, and it was almost like what we see as like an all-star band, because we got people that we wanted. Like, we took us 6 months to find everybody that we wanted.
All the musicians
band.
In your group.
We auditioned for a lot of guys. And our full band is actually seven people. We brought five today. Because our full band actually probably won't fit in your studio.
No, come on, man. The rest of everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, come on,
everybody.
Guys.
Squeeze in the rhythm. Get out.
We got...
Let me...
Come over here.
We got Nandum V on the guitarron.
Come on to our side.
We got Rocky Roads on the vihuela.
Look at me. You can be right with us.
And métanse abajo de acá.
Hey, there's a dude.
You can storm over there, bro.
Hey, now that his penis isn't here, there's a lot of room over here.
Orale.
Somebody bring the temperature chip over there.
I could have just gone.
We got the homie here. What do you play again?
I play the guitar.
The fiddle.
It's the bass, Mexican bass.
He plays the guitar.
El bajo like sexto, right?
No, it's different.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like a bass, but más chingón, you know?
More thumb.
Mexican.
It's a guitarrón, man.
What's your name on the band?
Nandu.
Nandu?
Nandu.
Your name?
Rocky.
Rocky.
Rocky Rhodes.
You play violin?
No.
That's she does.
That's you, right?
Yeah. We don't all look the same.
I tell you, man.
Double vision, fool.
All women are the same.
Dude, once he saw your rack, it's like he didn't forget what instrument you're playing.
He was mesmerized.
That was it. No, but yeah, this is what we call
maracas.
This is what we call the unplugged group, because we don't do in the main group, we have an electric guitar, we have a drum set, and we were more of a, you know, we do incorporate more electric instruments. But this, what you're going to see today is what we call the unplugged, which is more of like a mariachi. It's mariachi, we have the guitarron, we got the vihuela, and even though we do have an electric violin, it's still kind of a mariachi oriented.
So, if you guys need a snare drum, I'll be over there. Right?
Can't wait to hear it, bro.
I heard that snare drum, man. Dude,
I paid $10 for that drum.
It sounded like the gift that Jesus gave back.
Not for the unplugged band definitely helped us on the pandemic, because we were able to do, like, you know, shows for outside their the people's houses, and so that
porches,
helped a lot.
Porches,
dude, I can't wait to see it live, dude, because I heard it like recorded. But
hell yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, man. I mean,
in the flesh,
it's a good time. But you know, we love experimenting with the music now, trying different things out, and the band just kind of started getting out there because because of COVID, we were just getting what we could. But now, like in 2022, at the end of 2021, we started getting busier. And so things are happening, man, and it's going pretty good.
Hell takes balls, man, to fucking get rid of that outfit that you had that was going really well and a lot of people were into it. Starting a whole new venture, dude.
It was, man. We had discussed it so many times, like, how are we going to do this, man? Because we put so much effort in 10 years in creating those characters that we did.
Totally.
And then kind of to have it, anyway, you can say it was just kind of ripped from us. But now we're just going to start over. We're going to start over, and we're going to make it better. You know?
Hell yeah, bro. You can do it, bro. Happened to War, too. They're called Lowrider. Huh. What's up, fool? All right, bro. We're going to watch you guys play right now.
What a name,
bro.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, bro. The gentleman.
Sounds good.
We're going to go get ready.
All right. Hola, mariachi.
Let me take out my pito, man.
Hey, before we go, fool, like, I got to tell...
What's your next show?
We're going to be this Friday at the Taste of Jalisco at Cathedral City, bro. We're going to start at 7:30. It's a free show. We're going to be at the community stage. And man, come out.
Friday, man. This Friday.
Yes, this Friday. Cathedral City. If you guys want to look for The Outlaw Mariachi, go to www.theoutlawmariachi.com. Find us there. We got all our social... accounts there, you guys can
you can find all our shows.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel también.
Hell yeah,
new Los Podcasts.
Check it out, fool. Also, what's up, fool? I'm gonna be at the Joliet next this Saturday, February 12th, Joliet, Illinois. February 18th through the 20th, Corpus Christi, Texas. February 24th, 25th, 26th, Charlotte, North Carolina. March 5th, El Paso. March 11th, Dallas, Texas. March 18th at Las Vegas. Get tickets at FelipeWorld.com. Tour.
Orale.
Oh, yeah, bro. Gracias.
Go check it out.
Oh, we're going to stay here. You got to go.
I'm stuck.
They're going to set
up. Keep talking, Wolf. Keep talking.
I'm going to get out. He got you.
You good? Yeah. I'm just kind of tangled and everything here. It's all good. I can find my way up. My penis got caught. Hey.
Oh,
shit. Your pito got caught?
Hell yeah, that's badass.
You
know what, bro? No matter what hat I put on, I always look like the bad guy in the movie.
Hey, like, you know, that's what's called? The deported.
Yeah, like I put this hat on, bro, I look like badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
Dude, that movie's badass.
Or if I go like this.
Sí, señor.
Una limosna, por favor, porque mi familia tiene mucha hambre, nos estamos muriendo de hambre. Estamos a rumbo al paso para trabajar en las fábricas allá, por favor. Le pido.
And they probably had you double cross them. I got you, perro.
How the fuck you got a mariachi hat?
They got this, like this. Yeah! You're the first gringo I ever seen in my life. I'm looking for a guy that can Comanche. I haven't heard that name in 10 years, cabrón. You must looking for a guy that can dig a blow up a mine.
And you guys had a good cast in that movie, dude. Which you guys one? Had Deported.
We did, bro.
Talia Shire?
Yeah, fucking, Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, dude. Homeboy, ¿cómo se llama?
Bro, you can have everybody that's good, bro, but if the story ain't there, bro, everybody showed up for nothing.
Badass movie, dude.
Turturro was in there, right?
Yeah, Nick Turturro. He's like one of the main guys, huh?
Coco, Paul.
We were there by yourself, bro.
Chilling.
Look at him, bro.
I know, right? That's why I move in the middle.
I hope you don't have abandonment issues.
Guess I know, Papa. Hey, that was fun, dude. Going to Berkeley this weekend?
It was fun, huh? I was there. That big lady that they didn't want to give change to.
Dude, fuck that fat bitch.
Where's she plugging her fucking her electric chair at? I mean, electric chair.
I walked by her and she's like, let me have some money. I don't have any money. Well, fuck your fat ass. I was like,
bro,
you're like 5,000 pounds on a fucking on a motorhome, bitch. It's like, come on. But I was just like,
that was hilarious.
But yeah, mental illness, I guess, right?
Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, thank you very much for listening to the What's Up Food podcast. Don't forget to listen to the Yeah Man podcast and podcast by the bell and
Los Podcasts. I love that.
Del Norte. What's up?
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
There they go. I'm going. Uno, dos, tres.
Yeah, let's go. Oh.
Daddy's flown across the ocean. Leaving just a memory. Snapshot in the family album. Daddy, what else did you leave for me? Breaking the wall. All in all, it was all just breaks in the wall. I'm
That's right, baby. Con huevos, cabrones, desde la casa, come on.
We don't need no dark control.
All right, just like that, baby, come on.
Hey, hey, hey. No dark castle in the classroom.
Órale, one more time, cabrones. No sean huevones.
Teacher, leave those kids alone.
And then we got the homegirl over here. Her name is Belle Martel with the rack. Then we got Rocky over there with the vihuela. Also, you guys know Nandu V and el guitarrón.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm Gusko Ricky, fool. What's up,
guys? It's Gusko Ricky. Hey, Ricky, where can they find more information about the Outlaw Mariachi?
Everybody can go online. Just look for us on Instagram, Twitter, fucking find us on YouTube. Huh?
What's your handle on Instagram?
Handle?
It's
Outlaw Mariachi. Diablamariachi.com. And you can find us also on Tinder, on Grindr.
Right.
What? OnlyFans?
Christian Mingle, Farmers Only, OnlyFans.
Christian. Dude, I'm easy, man. You can actually find me on Craigslist.
Well, they can find you on Home Depot.
No, it's the Homie Depot.
Homie Depot. Hey, speaking of homies, dog.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a song that you guys will know? It's about two homies.
It's a love song, right?
It's a love song since it's Valentine's Day time, fool. This song is dedicated to all the vatos en la pinta, dog. This song is called Gimme Some Chon Chon.
That's right, dude.
Yeah, you know it.
Oye, Miklo.
¿Qué pasó, homie?
I love how you hold me so tender.
I love how you look at me in my brown eye, dog.
Cholo, el Popeye.
And one night in Arceli, el vato started looking at me real funny.
Was a culo bien tight. Hey! I wanna stay a virgin, gotta put up a fight. Hey! They whispered in my ear that
no more, papa. And then the vato looked at me in my eyes, my brown eye, that is. And he said,
give me some chon chon. Give me some chon chon.
Oh,
everything he wanted was a culo bien tight. Hey! I wanna stay average and gotta put up a fight. Hey! It was great lawyer that night. Give me some chancho. The only thing he wanted was a culo and tight. Hey! I wanna stay average and gotta put up a fight. Hey! It was pretty my ear that night. Give me some chon chon. Give me some chon chon.
Crying at their houses full right now.
Such that's a beautiful right love song. Reminds me of a Valentine's Day poem.
I know, huh?
Roses that? Are red, Bud Lights are blue. I'll be your modelo, you be my fool.
Dang. Hey, well, let me tell you one though. Wait, hold on, let me get all like romantic and shit. Chonies are red, panties are blue, but Joseph Brown, mija, did you poo?
Hey, dude, I got one, man, since we're in the roses and red.
You got a long one, huh?
I do have a long one, man. We're not talking about that right now.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm talking about here. Here we go. Hey, man. Hey, my pito is red, but my huevos are blue. My blisters are white. Herpes for two.
Órale!
I like that. I like
puro
that.
Amor, man. Oh, yeah. Anybody else? No? Okay, pues.
No.
Okay, se acabó, se acabó.
Roses hey, are red, violets are blue. Mommy, you so hot. Meet me in room 202.
Hey, I meant what's up, fool?
No, it was 406, wasn't it?
406. Room 69.
406, you know.
Let's get everybody in the back of my Toyota Corolla.
Oh shit. Mira, let's get everybody dancing, though.
Here we go, man. Sale.
Hey, you know, I know. Felipe loves Chente, dog. I think he should sing a Chente song. Come here, come here, dog. Come here, dog. He can only say at least volver, volver, dog. Come here.
At least that part?
Yeah.
Órale.
Yeah. I know you love Chente, boss.
Yo sé. You ready? Ali.
I don't know any of those songs, but just.
They'll guide you, bro.
Yeah, we got
your
back.
Your ancestors will guide you.
Yo sé bien que estoy afuera. El día que yo me muera, sé que vas a llorar.
Llorar y llorar, llorar y llorar.
Dirás que no me querías,
hey, pero vas a estar muy triste y así te vas a quedar. Era rodar y rodar. Rodar y rodar. Rodar y rodar.
Después me dijo un arriero.
¿Qué te dijo?
Que no hay que llegar primero. Pero hay que saber llegar. It was to row and row.
To row and row. To row and row.
Mama, the tear also told me that you don't have to arrive first, but you have to know how to get there.
Pero sigo siendo el rey.
luz hace tiempo. Pero me llevó el momento de perder. Tú tenías mucha razón, le arrancaste al corazón.
Thank you so much.
A big hand for Aula Mariachi. Go check them out at Cathedral City.
Woo! That's right.
Yeah, man.